Welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, where we ignite your passion for lingerie and empower you to feel fabulous. Are you ready to be inspired, delighted, and informed? Well, you've come to the right place. We believe that style has no boundaries. Age, gender, body shape, size, or ethnicity. Everyone deserves to look good and feel great. Get ready for a whirlwind of informative chats about lingerie and the brands we love. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website.
Hello, everyone. So we are here for a video and audio podcast with our lovely new presenter, Kitty Dawson.
Hi.
And I'm Aurora Phoenix. So yeah, I think today's podcast is just going to be asking Kitty a lot about herself and getting to know her more, especially as she's a new presenter. So you do a lot of modelling as well as sort of Lingerie Lowdown and things like that. How did you get into modelling?
I used to do something called site modelling, which was I was taking my own pictures, editing them all, fixing my own looks, things like that. They were published to online magazines, pages, that kind of thing. And personally, it brought me out of depression as a teenager because I was being creative. And I feel creativity is so important, well, an important part of being human. If you haven't got it, you will keep sinking low. That's just my opinion.
That's really good. That's such an amazing story that actually also helped you mentally. So I know you're on a lot of like modelling networking sites. How did you sort of, you know, go on that pathway?
When I was about 16 or 17, a few site model friends of mine suggested a big model site in England to me. And I couldn't join at that point because you needed to be 18 years old. So I thought, okay, well, I'll wait until I'm 18 and start it as a hobby and see if it goes anywhere.
And now you're modelling full-time and you seem to be travelling quite a lot. So, yeah, how long have you been modelling full-time then?
I've been modelling for 7 years now.
Full-time?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's like a long time. So, did you study anything?
I studied music and business studies in college. I studied a psychology diploma and recently anatomy and physiology. So a bit of health-related stuff because I like health-related stuff, helping people and the entertainment industry. I need to survive.
that's good. Yeah, and you're also vegan. So like when did you get into veganism?
At 19 years old, literally a year after starting the modelling as a hobby.
Oh, that's good. So what made you like want to become vegan then?
I was allergic, well, I'm still intolerant to milk. So I figured out at 15 years old that I couldn't have it. And I was already vegetarian. So I just needed to get rid of the eggs, which was hard because eggs are really tasty. So, yeah.
But it's much better for your body, like, to be vegan. Like, it's much cleaner. But it is, I mean, it's a bit more difficult. Like, we would say, like, in some countries to find vegan food. Because right now, like, we're on a modelling tour in Ireland. And we're just outside, an hour away from Dublin. And I think it hasn't been so easy for you to get the vegan food.
Especially when I'm intolerant also to something called soybeans. So a lot of this vegan food, sometimes the processed stuff has soybeans, so I can't even have that. So a lot of meal prep is involved for me, but I love to cook, so it's fine.
Yeah, and it's quite healthy. I guess you can have like a lot of, I mean, I've seen you have a lot of avocados and a lot of my other vegan friends do. I'm allergic to yeast, so it's quite a bit tricky for me to get food as well, but I find in other countries, because we were talking the other day about Holland and like Belgium, how they have a bit more like vegan options.
Definitely. Spain, Holland, Netherlands, they're really big on bio food, which is their word for organic. And they have so much vegetarian and vegan food for everybody, which is nice.
Definitely. Yeah, it is nice. Yeah, and I find when I'm in other countries, I often use like a Google Translate app. Have you seen that where you like take a picture of like food? And then you can kind of see what ingredients are in. So that's quite good if you're like looking out for not having soybeans.
Yeah.
Because then you can sort of translate it if it's in a different language.
Usually in a lot of European countries, it's soja. So S-O-J-A. So it's a bit easier.
Mine's like Levitair or something like that. Wow. Something really funny. Like Levitair. Something with the Harry Potter thing or something. Yeah. Do you only speak English or do you speak any other languages?
I speak English, but I have been studying Japanese here and there for a bit, but I have got Greek roots.
So do you speak, like, is it Cypriot? Or
I know only some words. I don't know the language, unfortunately. My nan would probably be sad. I'm sorry.
Fine. I literally only, like, speak English, but I speak it, like, very clearly, and I'm quite good at speaking English because it's the only language I can speak.
You're very well spoken. Yeah. I really love her voice.
So when did you sort of start, like, becoming, like, a travelling model? Because I know you could sort of travel all over the world, like Europe and other places outside.
I would say for a good few years, because obviously when you're dipping your toes in it, you're not travelling as much. You're maybe doing one tour or two and then working your way up, that kind of thing. So I'm not completely sure, except from the lockdown block.
Yeah, that was tricky because I sort of stopped. I, like, started before lockdown and only did, like, one international tour. And then, like, lockdown had happened and then I sort of slowly got back into it.
Yeah.
Like, and only been travelling a lot for the past 2 years, like, the most.
Mm, definitely. For myself, it was before the lockdown, but I wouldn't be able to say a specific figure. But as soon as I had interest from other countries, I tried to make it possible.
Oh, that's really good.
Even if the first tours weren't as profitable, it was helping me get known and networking, gaining contacts, like regular photographers.
Yeah, because you sort of build contacts in areas. Like, I find the more you go back, like, the more contacts you get. And, like, it gets easier, like, as it goes, for sure. So I think I was talking before about how you got into Purpleport, like, or, like, just networking sites, because Purpleport's one of them. So you joined the networking site when you were 18.
Yeah.
And then you just sort of started from there, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I started doing lingerie, and then I tried a bit of implied nude. And then when I was 19, I'd done art nude. I'm not sure if you're aware of that, but it's a good search, and you can see a lot of art form in it, and that's why I love it, because I love art, and I like Greek god statues because of my culture, I feel. So I really like art nude as well.
Well, that's good that you enjoy it. Do you find that it's your favourite, like, genre that you shoot, or do you have any other, like, favourites?
It's one of my favourites, but I love fantasy and creative shoots and images with a story.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Like, when those images have, like, kind of like an atmosphere and a story. Because I've seen you have, like, a lot of wigs, like, on your Instagram. Those are so cool. Because you do, like, some different, like, characters and stuff. So it's quite exciting.
Mm. I do love cosplay as well. That's why I've got a lot of wigs. And I love just being creative and doing all different looks. So
it's so crazy how, like, a wig can, like, change someone's face. Like, people look like a different person with a wig. Because I had, I think in Netherlands, like, a curly blonde wig, like, to here. And I looked, like so different with, like, short, like, curls, like, little hair. And it would just, like, I looked at myself, I was like, wow, like, it's just such a change.
Wow.
Yeah, I really want to get some wigs. I don't have any wigs. I have, like, a few, like, Spider Woman costumes and, like, some Wonder Woman and a lot of, like, the Marvel. But I don't have, like, any wigs.
Mm.
So I think if I'm doing Wonder Woman, it'd be nice to have, like, a black wigs. I want to get wigs. It's just, like, storage is such an issue for me.
Yeah.
How do you store, like, all of your stuff? Like, where does it all go, like, in your house?
I've got some shelves on top above my rails, and some wigs are placed in random areas, so I completely understand. But I have got some underneath my storage bed, so that does help.
Oh, so you can kind of, like, store things, like, under your bed. Because I wanted to get the wigs and I was thinking, oh, these are cool. But I was thinking, where the hell am I going to put them? Because I live in, like, a 2-bedroom flat and, like, every drawer is full. Every cupboard is full. My fiance's office, like, I've taken up his cupboard space. I keep getting rid of things, but things keep coming back to me. So, because, you know, on shoots how, like, photographers sometimes give you clothes. And they're like, oh, you can keep this. Or laundry load down, post clothes. And then you just get so many things. So maybe if I have a bigger place or I move in the future, then I'll start investing in wigs and probably have, like, a whole cosplay shed or something.
Oh, I'd love to see you in, like, a purple or blue or very different wig to see what it looked like.
There was a picture of me, like, years ago, I think, because you shot Neon Dreams in Hampshire, like, and I had one of the purple wigs.
Yeah.
So I have. And I felt like I looked a bit like Katy Perry or something with the wig. Yeah. Oh, it was so cool. So you're into, like, cosplay and you like art nude and everything like that. What do you enjoy the most about, like, modelling?
I enjoy when I'm working with photographers that have a great image and are doing their best to maintain that image, and they send me great images from that. But during the shoot process, if they're showing me images from the shoot and I'm liking all the sets, you just feel so good with all these different art forms you've created and these images that you envision in your head and spontaneous creativity that has just popped out a shot that you didn't expect. And also the socializing aspect of it, meeting other creatives, because these people have something in common with us. So we're going to connect very well.
Definitely, because I find like if you have a photographer who's nice and decent, I kind of feel like I'm hanging out with a friend who has the same interests, because yeah. I'm quite into photography and cameras. Like I do a little bit of photography as well as modelling. So it's nice to hang out with people who are like-minded. And I also love meeting other models as well. It's really exciting. Yes, like when it happens. Because I think I've met more other models like later in my career.
Me too.
Yeah, I think it takes time to sort of network and like meet people, because we kind of work with more photographers and models really at the start.
Yeah, definitely. And being a traveling full-time model, you're not always in the same place as other models you may want to network with, so you're very busy people anyway.
It's really hard, I think, to like coordinate schedules for models to socialize and do things, and yeah, it's tricky.
Random days, not an exact schedule.
Even on this tour, we were so busy that I've barely even seen you, because you're always at the studio in Dublin, and then we booked an Airbnb, so I was shooting at the Airbnb and she was at the studio, so I haven't really seen much of you actually because we've been so busy. Yeah,
even all the Airbnbs I stay on tours on when I go on my own, a lot of them write in the reviews, "She seemed like a very nice girl." We barely seen her though.
I think I sort of wrote photographers into like coming to me. Like I think the first line of my messages is like, "Oh, I have an Airbnb and it's really nice and it will save you money on booking a studio."
Yeah.
So like come to me, just because I get a bit lazy and I don't want to like travel to them. But I do travel to them sometimes. I find like before and after checkout is a good time. Like we have a shoot at a studio tomorrow.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like with these Airbnbs, you check out and then you don't have the location anymore. Yeah. So I try to do it around that. But I mean, some tours have traveled more than others. You never really know how it's going to be.
It's nice shooting in a location though, because as a model, you sometimes have to wake up at 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, sometimes early if you're doing a sunrise shoot.
Yeah.
So if you're at home, like in home environment, you can get ready at an appropriate time, make sure you're fed, watered and you've had enough sleep. All of those little things, because it is a lot of time to get ready as a model.
Definitely. I think photographers don't understand when they book a model that you're not paying just for the shoot. You're paying for sort of the time they take getting ready, even getting to the destination, the administration, the planning, the communication.
The travel time.
Everything. It's like kind of like, so when they sort of can sometimes like moan about rates, I find it's like, you're getting so much more than you think you're getting.
Definitely.
I think people don't understand as well with modelling that it's a lot of administration, because you find like, how do you find the time to like do your admin and book your things and book your shoots?
Well, now that I'm not studying as well as modelling, which was a big juggle for a long time, I feel a bit easier, but I feel like I want to relax a bit more. But it sometimes feels a bit annoying that you have to admin for so many hours for some tours, but it definitely makes up for it. And if you enjoy every task, you do enjoy the journey, it won't feel like a chore, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you sort of schedule in like, oh, I'm going to do admin on Tuesday and I'm going to model on Wednesday?
Yeah.
And so you kind of schedule in your admin days.
Exactly.
A bit like me, because I kind of have grey days where I'm like, oh, I'm going to do admin. But then sometimes I wake up like, no, I'm going to have a day off.
Yeah, the next day,
I mean, I do it here and there. I mean, because there's like quite a lot of admin to get tours booked. And then there's just like random replies and messages, which I'll do like a few times a day. Mm. Do you find you sort of have to check your networking sites every day?
Yeah, usually I'm checking the inbox and I feel like maybe I shouldn't be doing this every single day, but I just want to help out and, you know, be professional.
Because I find, it's a bit awkward when you don't, like, reply. And they're like, do you still want to shoot with me? I'm like, yes. Yeah, honestly, like, it's so much to kind of manage. So well done for sort of managing it so well, because Kissy's honestly, like, such a hard-working model. Like, you work really, really hard. And that's what I admire about you and why I wanted to sort of tour with you and get to know you, because like I'm also quite passionate, so it's good that you care about it like a lot like I do. So.
Enjoying the podcast today? Before we continue, have you been searching for the perfect lingerie, hosiery or more? Look no further. Lingerie Lowdown is your impartial consumer champion, with over 8 years of experience in reviewing these intimate essentials. We've got you covered, or should we say uncovered? With over 10,000 full-length video reviews from over 750 brands, you'll find honest insights and discover hidden gems. Use promo code DIGEST10 when you join our website to get a 10% discount on your membership at www.lingerielowdown.com/join. Let's get inspired together. Now, back to today's podcast.
When did you join Lingerie Lowdown? Was it like a month ago or was it 3 months ago?
It might have been a month or two ago because I did have a holiday I went on and then I was unwell for a week, unfortunately. So there's a bit of a delay in some things due to that. But I'm all healthy and happy now.
Oh, so. That's good to hear. Yeah. So how did you like find out about it?
There was a model I know. I'm not sure if I'm able to mention her. Am I able to mention her?
Is she
her?
A presenter?
Yeah.
You can mention her.
Yeah, Vonnie Lang recommended me. She told me about it after I'd done an event with her to try and help me out because her event didn't sell as well in her flat. And I thought, okay, let's check it out. And I thought, oh, this sounds really fun. Sounds so cool. And then I found out Aurora, who I was recently talking to on an Instagram story, she was doing it at the moment at that time. And I thought, wow, I think this is a great thing. It seems like it's really fun. And I have been enjoying it.
Did you message Scott or did he sort of reach out to you or just, I mean, the owner?
I think I did email him and mentioned Vonnie Lang, but I cannot remember.
I think for me, I just messaged him on Instagram 4 years ago now, or maybe a bit, was it, yeah, probably 4 years ago. And I just said, oh, I'm interested. And I've seen, you know, loads of models' faces from networking sites and, like, Instagram. So, like, I recognise the faces and I was like, oh, this looks cool. Like, I want to, like, get involved in this. And then I think you have, like, a little interview thing. Like, just, like, a random self-tape at home.
Yeah.
So I did one of those. And then I got a photographer to, like, film my first reviews, I think. And then I filmed them myself, yeah. Mm. I mean, most of the time there's a lot of presenters who just film with their, like, iPhones.
Yeah.
But I most of the time use my camera because it's got a flip screen so I can see.
Oh, perfect.
But now we're like filming on a phone. But it's amazing how phones film in HD and 4K. And my Canon camera, like a professional camera, also films in HD and 4K. So it's basically the same quality. And with the phones, if we're traveling, like we're in Ireland right now, I don't have time, you know, or the space to carry like bulky camera equipment and lenses and all that jazz. So yeah, it's pretty good. What do you enjoy the most about filming for, like, Lingerie Lowdown?
What I enjoy the most, I would say, if there's a few things.
You can enjoy everything.
I love receiving the products and seeing what they're like in person. And I'm excited when they get there and I'm able to review them. And talking to the camera's great. I think I'm a very good talker, honestly. I used to do some broadcasting and I would be talking for hours. So I like to be able to talk about something, be heard and help people out, as well as hope they leave with a smile and something else to go by.
Yeah, you're very chatty and like friendly, which is nice, which is fun. I think for me, I like that it's like flexible around your schedule, but it's also like continuous work. So like as a model, I find you may work with a photographer once and then they may not book you again, but it's sort of like guaranteed work for many months and years and how long you want it, and it's really fun and enjoyable, and I always just have a good time doing it. It's also just very like casual, like you can be yourself. Like I find I don't have to pretend to be someone I'm not, but sometimes when I'm doing like some glamour videos or like I'm on a photo shoot, like I have to have this sexy persona, but for them I'm just me, I guess. Mm. So it's nice.
Yeah, that is nice. I do like feeling like I'm me as well, and I also do. I also like the flexibility of it. But since I'm very new, obviously, I'm in a different position to Aurora, but I'm going to enjoy all the different aspects. So
yeah, I think it takes some time. And like from when I first started, I've grown so much as a presenter. Like you get better and better at it and you get quicker at filming and you learn things from other presenters. Like I think I did some duo reviews with another model called Poppy McLean. I don't know if you've heard of her. And she was just doing things like she was holding the packaging to the camera and being like, this is what the packaging looks like. And I was thinking, I've never done that. So by like working with like more, you know, experienced presenters or other presenters, I kind of learned like tips and tricks and like watching other people's videos of how I can like better myself. And I think at the start, like the owner was sort of emailing me and being like, this is how you can improve. This is how you can improve, and constantly giving me feedback.
like again and again and again and being like really helpful. So then I got better and better. So it's helpful. Yeah, it's good. Like if something's up, he will let you know. Because I did some Christmas reviews and I had like lipstick on my teeth. Oh. And then I sent them in. So then he was like, oh, you've got lipstick on your teeth or your strap's twisted. So then the other times I was filming, I would actually like look in the mirror like beforehand. So yeah, you'll learn like as you go, but you seem to be sort of picking up things very quickly anyways. Mm. So sorry guys, my voice is a bit husky because I do have a cold. So it's a bit lower than usual. On a lot of social media sites, would you like prefer more like Instagram, Twitter or Facebook?
I would say I prefer Instagram personally, just because it's a bit more of a creative and visual platform and it's really good essential thing to have as a model. But then again, Facebook has a lot of photographers on there because some photographers may be an older person because they have the money to shoot then. Not always the case, but you know, like the older generation are usually more Facebookers than Instagrams and for the extra sexy stuff, people use Twitter or what's known as probably X now.
Yeah, it's changed. Yeah, I do like Instagram. It's a good platform to like connect, but there's also so many like modeling networking sites. Do you have any favorites of those or?
Apart from Purpleport, I use so many different sites because each country has probably two or three different sites of their own.
Which is really confusing.
Yeah, I would say it would be Purpleport just because that's how I started and I've gained so many references. I've nearly got 500 references on there, not including all the other shoots I've been doing on other sites and through social media and email. So, yeah, I would say Purpleport for the win, but if you're travelling abroad, then you have to look around for the good sites and other social media platforms.
Definitely. I find Purpleport one of the most user-friendly sites because some of the others are a bit more tricky to use, particularly like the French ones or like Model Mayhem is a bit all over the place. Like sometimes I'll be trying to reply to a photographer on Model Mayhem and it would come up with system error.
Oh no.
Or like the page would like lock me out or it was just really annoying. I mean, there's a German one called Model Karte or something. I quite like that site. It's a bit more complicated to use, but it's got some pretty good features, but I think it's my second best.
Mm. I like it, but the only thing is with a lot of these foreign sites, you probably would need to use Google Chrome to translate the page. And if the photographers don't speak English, you might need to use a translator app. Because when I used to send messages in English, some people just respond in their language or say, I don't speak English. So I always send it in their language now, just in case.
Yeah, I think because I've got like a travel laptop, so I've always got like the translator on Chrome and then another tab with Google Translate up. Because it was weird, like I would message photographers in English and someone said, oh, in Germany, you don't speak German, so I won't be booking you. And then I sort of started messaging photographers in German and then I was getting all these bookings. I was like, what's going on? Or putting my castings in their language, like two castings, one in English, one in German. And then the bookings started coming through. And then on the day when they came and arrived, they could actually speak some English.
Oh, that's a relief. That's a relief.
Yeah, most of them could speak English, I found anyways. Like, sometimes broken English, but they can actually speak English, but they just want you to talk to them in their language. Obviously, I've done a podcast series and I've done many reviews, so this is more about Kitty and me. So yeah, like other than modelling and lingerie lowdown, is there anything that you do like in your spare time?
Well, like hobbies and interests?
Hobbies, like just non-work related things.
Yes, non-work related.
Oh no, but they can be work related. Work is a hobby.
work is a hobby as well if you enjoy it, of course. But I'll say my most favourite hobbies at the moment would be gaming, watching different things like anime and adult humour cartoons, art, reading, nature walks. I've got quite a lot of different hobbies and I'll spend more time on different ones at different points of time, if that makes sense. But I'm always definitely watching adult cartoons and anime most days. Same with games. So,
what kind of games do you play?
I play a lot of Nintendo Switch games. So that would be like Animal Crossing and Pokemon games.
Oh, yes. Pokemon for the win.
I just like that. I like those games. I know it maybe seem a bit age-rated. I don't know. But I enjoy it. And some anime games. And I do have an Xbox as well. but kind of a bit of an issue at the moment. But those kinds of games would be Elder Scrolls, Skyrim, South Park. Excuse me.
It's a lot of talking these podcasts. That's always like making sure we have drinks and everything, especially as I'm like slightly ill. Yeah, I do like Pokemon. It's a lot of fun. Do you ever play Pokemon Go, or is it too babyish?
I do play Pokemon Go, but I go through periods because sometimes I get a bit addicted to it and I think, oh, it's going to take hours just for this little phone game, and it doesn't feel as real as the real Pokemon games, if that makes sense. Because you're having to catch a Pokemon, say, 50 times to actually then evolve it, when in the actual Pokemon game, you level them up by fighting. So it's just like, it's a very different element to it.
It's awkward when I'm like playing Pokemon Go, like with my friends, and then I bump into like a group of kids who are like also playing Pokemon Go. That's why I mean, I didn't mean to call it babyish, because like a lot of adults play it, but there are like a lot of kids who play it, and like the Pokey events, like sometimes the kids go to them as well.
Oh, I'd love to go to one of those. Apparently they have these championships like in central London, and all these people are going on their phones to catch these Pokemon.
And you've never been to one of them?
No, not yet.
My fiance goes to them all the time with his sister. and like, I think I've been to like one with them. But if we ever go, you're welcome to come.
Thank you. Yes.
I'm not like the best of Pokemon. I think I'm quite a low level, but my partner's definitely like addicted to this Pokemon Go. Like, he plays it every day. Yeah.
Wow.
It has like weather warnings though on Pokemon, because one time we're in a really hot country or something and it was like, do not go outside, like weather warnings, or you know, when it's like raining. It's so funny.
Wow.
Have you got any plans for Christmas?
Not actually yet. I would like to get them penciled in soon, but it's hard because at the moment my dog may be able to get pregnant then, so I'm not sure if I can leave my house or have to stay there. So I don't know what I'm doing yet. So she's the decider on this situation. But I don't mind either way. It'll be jolly.
Yeah, Christmas, like, is, like, a happy time no matter, like, what you do. And
yeah.
It does go a bit overboard, though, with all the Christmas songs. And it's a bit overhyped. I think I'm going to spend Christmas in London this year with my family. And last year I spent it in Cambridge with my partner's family. So sort of alternate.
Yeah.
As the years go on. So I'll see what I'm doing.
But how I now celebrate it myself is I celebrate it in a more pagan way. So what that's called is Yule. So it's basically one of the true origins of Christmas, and it's more about the seasons. So it's about welcoming the winter and what it has to bring. And it has got things like the Christmas tree in there and stuff, but I usually use it as a feast and a kind of winter hibernation time, and just appreciating the seasons, going even for a walk on Christmas Day. And feeling like crisp cold air, all wrapped up warm, of course, though.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. It's just a time to get cosy and, like, to get festive.
But don't get me wrong, I will watch a Christmas movie because they are fun. They are really fun.
I love Home Alone. I watch it every year. If you like Home Alone, yeah. I love Home Alone. Christmas is out and I've, like, got the box set, and I just love Home Alone so much.
The Grinch.
Oh, there's so many good Christmas movies. Are you going to make a vegan gingerbread house?
Or? Oh my God, I want to do that. I've never done that before, ever. Like, not even a regular gingerbread house, and I always wanted to as a kid.
How come you've never, like ever made one?
My mum's not really much of a baker, so she wasn't really suggesting that kind of thing before. But I've always wanted to do it, maybe this year.
We just buy, like, the fake boxes ones. Like, we don't bake anything. We just buy, like, a box, and it just comes with all the parts and, like, glue. And then, not glue, like, icing. Yeah. And we just put it together.
Ah, I'd like to do that.
If there's a vegan one, I'll have to get your address and sort of post it to you. But I haven't seen a vegan one. But scour the internet, maybe. If you've never made a gingerbread house, you have to make a gingerbread house. It's just so much fun. And it's quite funny, like, when it, like, breaks and falls apart, like, at the end.
And do you have gingerbread people to go in the gingerbread house? Is that how it works?
Sometimes it comes, like, in the box set. Other times you need to buy them or bake them separately. I always buy the box now, because every time I bake it, it just goes horribly wrong. So, it's pretty much, yeah. So if you do Yule, do you still eat, like, Christmas food, but you have like a nut roast because you're vegan?
Yeah, I'll still have a big Christmas food, so much that I feel completely stuffed, and I'll still make sure I have dessert and starters and a big breakfast. I'll be literally on what is the opposite of a diet on that day, because that's what I'll be doing.
Anti-diet.
Yeah, I think I'll be on an anti-diet day. I'll be eating so much, and there'll be leftovers for the next day, and my meal prep so much, like phyllo pastry things. Like a nut, I think it was nuts and mushrooms with a cranberry sauce and phyllo pastry. And maybe it doesn't sound nice, I don't know.
That sounds really yummy. That sounds delicious. I think every Christmas I just like pass out on the sofa because it's just a time like of the year where you can just stuff your face and not feel bad about it. And I love Christmas food. And obviously I eat a lot of meat, but I love cranberry sauce. It's so good. Yeah. So yeah, I think we're coming to an end. So can you tell us where to find you? Like what social media platforms you have? So where like can we find you?
I'm kind of all over and not all over. That's a joke. But on Instagram, my Instagram is Jade Kitty Dawson. That's the same as Twitter as well. And I've got a Facebook page, which is in Kitty Dawson, which is my model name. So that's a like page and I post photos and things like that. And my Instagram story syncs to Facebook. So if you're not an Instagram user, you can still check out what's going on in my day. I have a website as well, but that's specifically for work colleagues. But sometimes I sell prints and things like that on there.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So for me, my Instagram is at Aurora Phoenix Model and my Twitter's at Aurora Phoenix 4. And I'm also on OnlyFans. So it's onlyfans.com/AuroraPhoenix4. And I'm on Laundry Lowdown and there's hundreds of reviews on there. Do you have like an OnlyFans?
Yeah, yes, my only fans. I'm trying to think of the O in my head now. It's Kitty Dawson X. So my model name and just an X at the end, and there you go.
Yeah, so subscribe to Laundry Lowdown if you haven't already. Subscribe to our OnlyFans, of course, because they're awesome. And yeah, we love being here today. It was fun to catch up, and we hope you enjoyed hearing a lot about our new presenter. It was really nice to learn a lot of new things about you, actually.
Thank you.
That I didn't know already, because I do already like know quite a lot about you before, but it's interesting. So yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you so much for watching into the video, or if you were listening to the podcast. So yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you
for joining us for today's episode of the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride and are feeling inspired to embrace your unique style. Remember, we release new podcast episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Don't miss out on the twice weekly excitement that awaits you. So until next time, keep expressing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. This has been the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. Your ultimate source for style, passion, and empowerment from the world of intimates and more. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.